This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think Marcus Mariota can beat the Bears if he starts? 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. So, I do. I think Washington can beat Chicago with Marcus Mariota quarterbacking. I hope Jaden Daniels is healthy and ready to go, but if he isn't, I still think it is doable. And I think it starts with, by the way, the other side of the ball for Washington Sunday. They have to be able to stop Chicago. Chicago's been on a run here recently. Caleb Williams has gotten hot. They have started to really be a balanced team. They beat the Rams 24-18, basically rushed and threw for the same amount of yards in that game. They crushed the Panthers, just like Washington just did. In that game, Caleb threw for over 300 yards. They also rushed for 130 yards in the game as well. And then in their win in London over Jacksonville, they didn't get stopped. I mean, Caleb was 23 of 29, four touchdowns. They rushed for 152 yards. They have gotten it going offensively. They have a quarterback that's getting more comfortable, more confident. They've got a back in DeAndre Swift who is more than capable. And they do have receivers. All right, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, the rookie from Washington, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, the tight end. He'll throw it to the backs. He'll throw it to Swift a bunch. Sunday's game still comes down to, can Washington be better than they've been against the better offensive teams they've faced on defense? They have to be that. You know, with Jaden or without Jaden, you're going to be in some dogfights, in some potentially high-scoring dogfights, if you can't get the other team off the field. Sunday, they did a nice job against a team that actually wasn't terrible offensively coming in. They were terrible in defense. The game did get away from them pretty quickly, and they became a one-dimensional team. But defensively, they played a really solid game. You know, I mentioned that even after Carolina moved the football down the field on the opening drive, there were three plays. You had the Cleveland Farrell, who did a great job. By the way, Daron Payne was outstanding on that play, too. When they stopped Hubbard for a loss on first down, the throwback screen was disrupted by Fowler, and it landed incomplete. And then the interception, there was pressure from Farrell. And it was a screen, and Fowler read it, and it was a terrible throw by Dalton, but it was kind of a panicked, hurried throw because he was under duress. So maybe we saw something Sunday. By the way, the more you watch it, and I watched more of the defense yesterday, damn, Luvu can play. And I just love the fact that it doesn't seem like an offense ever knows exactly where they're going to be. And there's something that they do defensively with Wagner and Luvu, both kind of in the A-gap, you know, basically right over the center. It makes it really difficult for teams. But I'm not sitting here telling you the defense is good, because it's not. That's where it starts Sunday. Now, on the other side, offensively, the last three games, you know, the Chicago Bears have beaten the Rams, Panthers, and Jags. They're 4-2. They opened the season with a win over the pitiful Titans with 93 passing yards. And then they lost a game against Houston on Sunday Night Football. Then they lost at Indy, but they've won three in a row. Let me just begin with this. The reason they've won three games in a row is they are plus six in the turnover margin. They are, you know, turnover margin in the league right now, they are top three. They're third in takeaways, and I think they're third in overall turnover margin. They're third in turnover margin, tied for third. Buffalo's one, Pittsburgh's two, Chicago's three. In takeaways, Chicago's third, tied for third, after Green Bay with 17 and Minnesota with 14. So the Bears have done good job in turnover margin and taking the ball away. They had two turnovers in the Rams game. They forced two takeaways, didn't turn the ball over themselves. Against the Panthers, they had three takeaways and they didn't turn the ball over themselves. And then the Jags turned it over twice. Chicago also turned it over once in that game, but they were plus one. So they're plus six in their last three games, turnover margin. That's why, more than anything else, they've won three straight games. But teams have moved the ball against Chicago. Their defense is top 10 per DVOA, but part of that is the takeaway part of the equation. The Rams with Kyren Williams, he ran for 5 yards a carry, 94 yards in a 24-18 loss. Stafford was really good in that game. He was 5 for 11 on third down. They just turned it over twice. That was the difference in the game. The Panthers, Chuba Hubbard, who didn't do anything against Washington, had 97 yards on 13 carries. He went for 7.5 yards per carry. The big difference in that game, it was 36-10. The Panthers just handed them the ball three times. You know, they were minus three in the turnover margin. And then Jacksonville didn't try to run the ball because they couldn't stop Chicago and they got behind. But, you know, they were 7 for 15 on third down. Trevor Lawrence threw for 240, two touchdowns in the game, had a 67 QBR in the game. Evan Engram, the tight end, 10 catches, 102 yards. The difference was, again, they lost the turnover battle and they could not get off the field against the Bears' offense. So I think offensively, what Washington's done very well, which is be versatile, be balanced, show a lot of different formations out of their run game. My guy Kevin in Arlington sent me this thing that Brian Baldinger did on the internet, breaking down all of the formations on their opening drive on all of their runs. It was a different look on each one. My favorite formation, and I've gone back to this a couple of times, I think we first started talking about it in week two against the Giants, is that offset eye formation. Where, you know, Jaden is in the shotgun and Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler are basically next to him in an eye. That's a formation until this year I don't think I had seen much of. And they've done so many different things out of that formation. But I'll tell you, it is really difficult out of that formation and others when your quarterback is also a potential runner on the play. And that doesn't change with Mariota. You know, the Bears in their last three games against the Rams, Panthers, and Jags have not faced an offense with a dual-threat quarterback. Matt Stafford isn't that. Andy Dalton isn't that. And Trevor Lawrence isn't that. The last time they faced something even remotely resembling dual-threat was the game against the Indianapolis Colts. And that was the game in which Anthony Richardson threw a couple of picks, but they overcame it with great defense, and Jonathan Taylor ran wild against them, and they beat him 21-16. I think the dual-threat nature of Washington's attack, rushing attack, with Mariota in the game, because it doesn't change that much. Of course, the dynamic part of it, the athleticism, yep, but Mariota scrambles well and he runs well. That's one thing he does well. Okay, sitting back in the pocket and, you know, being asked in dropback mode to beat you that way is not what he does well. So I don't hate the matchup for Washington's offense against Chicago's defense. The key to this game, like basically every game this year for me, is going to be, can they get enough stops? And in this particular game, because the Bears have feasted off of turnovers, they've got to protect the football. So, Denton, what do you think? Can they beat the Bears on Sunday with Marcus Mariota?
Can they? Yes. I don't have nearly as much faith in that as you do. I think he can go out there and win, but I don't know if I can ask Marcus Mariota, hey, go score every possession, the same way that Jaden Daniels has been able to. So if the defense isn't playing as well as they did against Carolina, which is the expectation because Carolina was awful, I don't know that it's fair to say that Marcus Mariota is going to lead them to victory because Chicago's defense is significantly better than what we saw with the Panthers' defense, because the Panthers' defense also did not want to be on the field on Sunday. So I think it's possible. I think Marcus Mariota is a fine quarterback. I don't hate him as much as some people, but I don't love him as much as you. I'm like right in that gray area middle.
I don't love him. You keep saying that. Stop it.
It feels like you. How about like heavily? Is that fair? Because it
no,
feels like you
not
like
even
him.
Close. No, I've been saying this since they signed him. There was so much about Marcus Mariota in his career that was so disappointing to me. I think he's a low end starter and a high end backup. You keep saying you love him. I loved his performance Sunday.
A couple weeks ago when the defense played really well against the Browns, you're like, we know the Browns stink, so this defense, it was not a good example of what the defense
Browns
offense. Yeah. But when Marcus Mariota plays against a terrible Carolina defense, the question is now, can he beat the Bears? Like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know how many times I've said this week, you know, we have to preface the Marcus Mariota optimism that I have with they faced a terrible defense. But no, I don't love Marcus Mariota. I just think that he is a good fit for this offense and a good fit as a backup for Jaden Daniels, and I think he's done a lot for him. By the way, your confidence level in not being able to score in every possession, I share that confidence with you, but based on Sunday, the evidence against a bad defense would indicate that they don't punt with him in the game either. Because they scored on 7 of 8 possessions on Sunday against the Panthers. No, I don't. This is not about Kevin loves Marcus Mariota. I think I like him more than you do. We can definitely
say that is
factual.
Definitely.
You think he stinks. I don't think he stinks. I think he's a low end. I'm sorry.
I think he's at. Like, I was never in the camp of like it should be Jeff Driscoll out there. I was never that guy. There were people asking for that on Sunday. I was like, you're nuts. I don't want to see Jeff Driscoll. I'd rather have Mariota in there. But okay. I'm like very much tempering the expectations.
Yeah, I my expectations for Sunday are that if he starts, they absolutely can win the game against this opponent. But the most important part of beating Chicago won't be Mariota. It will be the defense and whether or not it can get off the field enough against a Bears team that's been rolling offensively to give the offense and Mariota several opportunities. And then, of course, the Bears have feasted off turnovers. But, yeah, no, I'm not a Marcus Mariota fan. I used to crush him for some of the games, some of the big games that he played in Tennessee, where he was just so casual with the ball. That's got to be something that we watch on Sunday too, because the Bears feast on turnovers, and Mariota during the course of his career has been a guy, he's so calm, he's so laid back, he's so, you know, the background that he comes from, he's just an easygoing, chill dude. But I think he's played that way too often in big spots, because he's been in some big games over the years, especially in Tennessee, where that actually ended up biting him in the backside. And that was something I never liked about him. But I do think he's a good fit for this particular team, and I give Adam Peters and company credit for seeing the value of having him with Jaden Daniels and the value of having somebody stylistically to back up Jaden Daniels where nothing changes, because nothing changed on Sunday. And I think the attack against the Bears, here's what you wouldn't see. Like, if Mariota had to start against Baltimore, I don't think you would have seen as much drop back. I think they would have tried to attack Baltimore in a different way, and I think you would have been at a disadvantage in that game with Mariota. If you're going to ask him to throw the ball and drop back and throw it with no threat of a run game, that's a recipe for him for disaster. With Jaden, you can still move the football, score points. We only have to go back 2 weeks to see that. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do you think we're okay?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, if Marcus Mariota starts against Chicago, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.